Begin the current daf, Pesachim daf Samach Aleph. We begin on the bottom of Samach Amid Beis, six lines up from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had a question that was posed on the previous daf, which was related to the Mishnah that we introduced in the previous daf. And that is regarding if Karban Pesach, only on Yudal Nisan is it brought as a Karban Pesach. The rest of the year, the Karban Pesach could be brought, only if it's brought Shaloi Lishma, and that is as a Karban Shlam. However, if it were to be brought Lishma, as it normally is a Karban Pesach, it would be invalid. So the Gemara's question was, if during the rest of the year that someone first brings the Karban Pesach Lishma, which would be invalid, and then has a Kavan Shaloi Lishma, which that would be valid, because then it would be not what it's supposed to be during the time of Pesach, rather it would be a shlam, which is what it's supposed to be, shaloi bezmanoi. Question was, do we say that the later machshav of shaloi lishma, which is what makes it kosher the rest of the year, uproots the original machshav of lishma, which would make it pasul? Ultimately, the Gemara concluded that it would make it kosher, and that is because just like we find the rest of the year, where although stam lishma, generally a carbon is brought for its namesake, which is what a carbon Pesach is, that's what it originally was set aside for. However, the rest of the year, when you're bringing it shaloi lishma, as a shlam, it's going to be kosher. So you see that uproots the default position of it being lishma. Therefore, even if you actually verbalize it and your makshaba was to first make it lishma and then shaloi lishma, that shaloi lishma will uproot it, changing it from what it was supposed to be of a Pesach to the shlamim will work, and that later makshaba will make it kasha. Related to that, the Gemara has the following question. They asked a similar question. Pesach sheshachter b'shayim ma'isashon. Again, we're talking about a carbon Pesach that was slaughtered during the rest of the year, which again is supposed to be a shlamim, not a Pesach. B'shinu b'aylam, by changing the machshava of which owner you're slaughtering it for. And that is, it was really Reuven's. However, it was slaughtered for the intention of bringing it for Shimon. And it, however, the person did not uproot the machshava of being for the Karban Pesach. And that the question is, mahu, what would the halacha be over there? Again, the fact that it's Pesach should be a problem. However, you're changing it from the Bailam that it was supposed to be to other Bailam, as the Gemara explains. Do we say Shinu Bailam Kishinu Kodesh Dami? Do we say that changing the owners of who it originally was to a different owner has the same status as changing the Kodesh aspect of it, which is what we said Shaloi Lishma, and that is when you're supposed to bring it for what it was meant for, which is Karban Pesach, and then you change it to a different halacha, to a different carbon, therefore umach shalei, that's going to make a kosher. Again, as we explained, the Gemara had concluded that when it's supposed to be lishma, Karban Pesach, but the rest of the year it's supposed to be shaloi lishma, and that later machshav of shaloi lishma, shinu kodesh, changing of what it's supposed to be, will make a kosher. On that, the Gemara is asking, do we say the same thing is that maybe you're going to keep it as a Karban Pesach, and therefore that should be pasul. However, maybe you're going to make it valid by changing something of it, not by what the carbon is, but by who the owner of that is, but which is shinu bailam, and therefore that should make a kosher, because again, although generally shinu kaidish, doing it shaloi lishma is a psul, by the Karban Pesach we see that that's a kosherous of it, that makes it kosher the rest of the year. So to shinu bailam, although generally changing the owner, that makes it pasul, because you have to make it for whose animal it is, maybe by the rest of the year of the Karban Pesach, that should actually make it kosher, oilay, or maybe not. So Amar Papa Papa said, Amrita l'shamayta kamei de Rava, I said this following thought in front of Rava, and I said, Hail v'shinu kodesh paisle bezmanai, again, similar to what we just said, that since changing the carbon, that is, let's say, when it's supposed to be Pesach to a shlam, when you do that during the time when it's supposed to be brought, that's going to be an invalidation. V'shinu bailam paisle bezmanai, and also changing the owner is also invalidation during its time. For example, Karban Pesach on Yudal Nisan or Karban Chatas at any time totally invalidates the carbon, and so too other carbonas too. It at least removes the ability of fulfilling the obligation of the owner. It's just that you could continue doing the avodas, and therefore the entire halacha of Shinu Kodesh applies to all carbonas, as the Gemara in Maseches Vachim starts off, and that same thing applies to Shinu Bailam, that also is going to be a psul. So therefore, the following logic would be that Mashina Kodesh Shapoyos Bezmanai, so therefore, just like Shina Kodesh, changing it from the carbon that it's supposed to be to a different carbon, let's say it's supposed to be for a Karban Pesach, and you bring it to Shlam, that invalidates it in its time. Machshir La'achazman, however, that makes it kosher at a different point in time, specifically in this Karban Pesach. The rest of the year, bringing it not for what it's supposed to be, actually makes it kosher. So Avshina Bailam Shapoyos Bezmanai, so too, that logic would dictate that Shina Balam, doing it for a different owner, which is in validation during the time of Yudal Nisan, let's say it was Reuven's Karban Pesach, and you bring a Shimon's Karban Pesach, that's a psul, so machshir lachas manoy. Hence, that should be the same logic that should make it kosher if you bring it the rest of the year for a different owner. Vamali ani tomi loy. It's not true. That logic is not definite, because im amar to b'shina kodesh, if you're going to say the halacha that you said regarding shina kodesh, changing the status of the carbon from, let's say, a Pesach to a shlamim, there's many different halachas to say that it's different than shina bailam. Shekem psula b'gufa, first of all, regarding changing the carbon, that machshava is on the carbon itself, which is this animal. We're changing it from this status, from, let's say, a Pesach to a shlamim, to a different status. And v'yeshne barba avoidus. It applies to all the four avoidus that apply to that are intrinsic to the avoida of every carbon, which is the shechita, the kabbalah, the accepting of the blood, the halicha, the transporting of the blood, and the zrika, the spraying of the blood, which is if either one of those avoidus are done shaloi lishma, not for the sake of that carbon, it's going to be invalid. Because all these four are considered avoida of the dam. The Gemara learns out in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim, that it says, regarding the slaughtering, it says, Zevach Pesach, that the Zvicha, the slaughtering, should be for the sake of Pesach. And regarding the other three Avodah, it says, Vasisa Pesach, that all the Asiyas, all the actions of the intrinsic Avodah should be done, L'shem Pesach. So therefore, again, it has a Psu B'guf, it applies, but all four Avodahs, and we continue on the top of Samach Alf and Alf. V'yeshna L'achar Misa, and moreover, the Psu B'shaloi L'shma applies even after the person dies, then his son has to bring the karbanos of his father. If it's slaughtered shaloi lishma, it will not fulfill the obligation of the father and the responsibility of the karban, which is on all the property of the person that died. They have to bring another karban. And finally, v'yeshne b'tzibur, that this halacha of shaloi lishma applies to karban tzibur, kibayachad, just like it applies to karban yachad. So there's four areas that we find that are by shinur kodesh, which is that when you do it shaloi lishma, of changing it from one karban to another karban, Taima b'shina b'alam. However, how can you say that this necessarily applies to shina b'alam when you're changing the owner, that the carbon is staying the same, let it stay at Pesach or Shlam, whatever it is. However, I'm going to bring it for Reuben instead of Shimon. We're de'em psula b'gufay. It's not a psul intrinsic in the carbon. Rather, you're thinking about something else. The carbon is staying as it is, but I'm thinking it to be for somebody else. And ve'ina b'arba avaydis. It does not apply by all the four avaydis. That is, as Rashi explains in detail, that is, regarding other karbanas that are not a karban Pesach, this machshava of shalei l'shem b'ayilim does not apply to all the four avodas. Because the main purpose of the b'ayilim is for him to be able, is not to, for the eating purpose, it's only for the kapara, as an atonement for the person. And therefore, the psul of shin b'ayilim only applies by zrika, when you're throwing the blood. Because that is the only part of the carbon, that of the carbon process that provides an atonement for the person. That's by Zrika. And therefore, when we include by the other avodas of psul by Shina Bailam, as the Gemara says in the first parak Masechta Zvachim, we only include those other avodas that have an intrinsic component of the Zrika. For example, if let's say someone is shechting the animal, he's slaughtering it, to have a kapara afterwards by throwing the blood for somebody else, or he's doing the halacha, or the kabbalah of the dam, again, but with the intention, as he's doing that other avodah, to throw the blood for somebody else, or when you're doing the actual zrika itself for somebody else, that's going to be psul b'shina b'ayilim, because it has some component of it related to zrika, which is what the kapara is, which is why you need it for the b'ayilim. But if, let's say, he would be slaughtering it for someone else, and that is that the shechita itself should be for others, but nothing to do with the zrika, And then that the halacha is actually going to be that's going to be kosher, because the machshav of shina b'ayilim does not apply by other avodas unless if you're having some type of thought almanas lizrik, with the intention to throw the blood. However, as Rashi explains regarding shina kodesh, where even if you just do the shechita shaloi lishma, it's going to be possible, as it says zevach shlamim, that the zvicha, the slaughtering has to be l'shem shlamim. By chatas it says v'shachat oisul l'chatas, that you have to slaughter it for the intention of chatas. And by Pesach it says zevach pesachu. However, Rashi does say that most definitely, although the Gemara is saying that shina b'ayilim does not apply by all for avodas, it only applies by zrika, that's by other karbanas. But regarding what we're actually discussing, by Karban Pesach, where the main intention is that the owner could be able to eat the Karban Pesach, then even if you do the shechita, not for this owner, shalei l'shem b'ayilav, to give it to eat to those other people that were not numbered, that were not counted for this carbon, that actually would be pasul. As the Mishnah teaches us that shachtur shloi lamnu yiv pasul, that if you slaughter, as we're going to learn in this coming Mishnah, that when you slaughtered not for the owner that it's supposed to be, it's going to be pasul. So therefore, that's just a clarification of this component that we're saying that it's not by all for avoidus. That's regarding by general karbanas, that the psul of shloi l'shem bailim is only by zrika, not by all the for avoidus. So that was the second thing that shina bailim doesn't have, that you have by shloi l'shma of shina kaidah. And third of all, ve'in lachamisa doesn't apply after the person has passed away. That is because there's no more shame bailim, there's no more owner once he's dead, and therefore if you do it for somebody else, it's still going to be kasher. And finally, ve'in b'tzibe k'beyachad, the psul of shina bailim, of doing it for different owners, does not apply by a carbon tzibe as a carbon yachad, because to who are you going to change it that's not the actual owner? Everybody is an owner. You can't say, I'm going to do it for him or not for him, because he's also considered an owner. Now, if you're going to do it for a nachri, for a non-Jew, that itself is not going to be an invalidation, as the Gemara later on explains, because shina bailim is only a psul, only if you change it for somebody that has the same obligation of kapara as you yourself do. As it says in the pasuk, l'chaper olav, that it should be an atonement for him, that is for him, but not for his friend, which the Gemara learns to say that the psul of shina bailim, doing it for someone else, that it'll be invalidating, is only like him, that he has the need for a kapara like you. But if not, it's not going to be a psul, and therefore a nachri, who is not even included in this whole idea of a carbon of kapara, it wouldn't be a psul if you have machshav for him, so therefore it does not apply shina bailim by a carbon tzibur, because everybody that at least is applicable to have the kapara is already included, because he's part of the tzibur. And therefore, that the Gemara is saying that there's a big difference of shina bailim from the psul of shina kodesh, and therefore you can't necessarily make an equation between the two. And the Gemara does conclude, however, v'avagav detarti, now although two of the questions that were posed regarding this comparison between shina, that Rava was saying to regarding what Rapap was saying, that he wants to prove that if we find this logic by shina kodesh, so therefore the halacha should be the same for shina bailim, that changing it from, let's say, it was supposed to be a Pesach during Yudal Nisan, the rest of the year, changing it to Shlom will make a kasher. So he wanted to say the same logic would apply to Shina Bailim, that if you change it from the owner that it was of the Karban Pesach to the rest of the year to someone else, that should make a kasher. To which Rav responding, wait a second, what's the comparison? Shina Kodesh is something that has a great amount of power, that it's something that applies to four areas that you don't have by Shina Bailim, that could uproot it from the original status of the Karban Pesach, which is Pasul now the rest of the year, but Shina Bailim maybe wouldn't be. Now, however, the Gemara does say that two of these points the Rava said are lav dafke, in other words, they're not true, full-fledged questions. However, Tarti Miyadavki, however, two of them are full-fledged questions. Now the Gemara is going to ask, which of the two are not full-fledged questions, that they're not really, that there are differences between Shina Bailim and Shina Kodesh? Because as the Gemara says, Demaishna Shina Bailim, Dula Hava Psul Begufa. What are you saying? That, you know what, Shina Bailim is not as strong as Shina Kodesh, because it's not an intrinsic psul in the animal, because the animal is staying whatever carbon it was, you're just switching the owner. The psuli machshava ba'almahi, because the actual invalidation is just a thought. That's that. In other words, let me think, for this person or that person, it's just like an application, it's an association, but it's not in the animal itself. So therefore, that's not called a psul haguf. And that the Gemara says, shina kodesh nami psuli machshava ba'almahi. Essentially, even when you're changing the status of the animal, it's not a psul in the animal itself. It's not like a mum that's a blemish. It's just also an association to the animal. What you're going to call it would be at a carbon pesach or a carbon shlamim. So that question is not really such a point of discrepancy between the carbon of what it is or who the owners are. The su, and also the other point, hada amashina bailam ein alachar misa. This that we said, that changing the owner does not apply for after misa, that's not really necessarily true, because of Pinchas Berid Rav Ami, who his opinion is mentioned in the first Pekim Sechta Zvachim, the amar yeshina bailam lachar misa, that he does say that there is an invalidation of doing it not for the rightful owner, even after he's dead, and that is if you slaughter it for some other people, the inheritors will have to bring another carbon for their father that had passed away, then Mayik Lamema, what are you going to say? So therefore those two, because he holds that there is no difference on that point between Shina Bailim and Shina Kodesh. However, the Gemara does say Tarti Miha Dafkin, and however, two of the points definitely are full-fledged points, and that is regarding Betzibur Kibayachid, which again only applies by Shina Kodesh, not by Shina Bailim, and regarding the other idea of Yeshna Ba'arba Avaidis, that it's on all four Avaidis, that only applies by Shina Kodesh, not by Shina Bailim. So therefore, that's why Rava says that your point that you're comparing to what we had mentioned in the previous daf, that Shina Kodesh, that's taking it for a different carbon of shlam the rest of the year, of what's called shalei lishma, of the original default position of the Pesach, will make it kosher, that's not a raya that the same thing would apply to Shin and Bailam. So therefore, Elamah Rava, rather, Rava does conclude that Pesach Sheshachtu, B'Shayim Eishashonu, B'Shin and Bailam, which was the case that what Rav Papa was discussing, regarding the carbon Pesach, that you keep it at Pesach, during the rest of the year, however you're doing it for a different owner, Nasi Kemisha in Le'Bailam Ismani, it's the same thing as like when you slaughter it in its proper time, on Yudal Nisan, for Karban Pesach, with not for its owner itself also, which then Upasal is going to be invalid. Not like Rav Papa wanted to say, because ultimately, there is no owner. The Psul of Shinabayim applies at all times, just like it would apply Bismana, and therefore when you're slaughtering the Karban Pesach, during the rest of the year. But however, not for this owner, but for a different owner, that's not going to be a kashrus, like Shina Kodesh is, they're doing it for a different carbon, because that we find that it has certain stringencies. Rather, Shina Bailam is something that it's not a kashrus. To the contrary, it's actually a psul, because not having an owner, changing it to a different owner is not going to make a kashrus. The only thing that makes a kashrus is changing it from being a carbon Pesach to a carbon Shlamim during the rest of the year. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing this theme about the psulim, in the machshava of a carbon Pesach, and our Mishnah will discuss specifically the psalm that applied to shechita, the slaughtering of the carbon Pesach. So the Mishnah begins: Shachtu shaloi la'eichlav. If a carbon Pesach is slaughtered not for those that cannot eat, and that is as the Gemara will explain regarding, let's say, old people or people that are ill, if it's slaughtered for those people that cannot eat, or for shaloi lemnuyim, or for people that weren't counted among this carbon, that really this was one person's group, and then it was slaughtered for a different group. Or la reilim, or for people that are uncircumcised that cannot consume from the carbon Pesach. Ula tmeim, or for people that are ritually impure that cannot consume from any carbon. Pasul, that machshava, slaughtering for that intention, will make it pasul. However, la'ichlav v'shalei la'ichlav, if it was slaughtered for, let's say, a group of people that some of them could eat and some of them cannot eat. Or lemnuyiv v'shalei lemnuyiv, it was slaughtered for a bunch of people that some were counted among the group that were already part of the group for the carbon, and for some that were not. Or lemaylim v'larelim, or slaughtered for some people that were circumcised and some that were uncircumcised. Or letameim l'tarim, or for some people that were tameh and some that were not tameh, that were tahar. In all these cases, the halach is kosher because ultimately, some of them are those that could consume from the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara later will explain why that makes it valid. Now the Gemara continues to, the Mishnah continues to a different halacha related to the slaughtering. Shachta koidim chatzais pasal. If the Karban Pesach is slaughtered before noon on Erev Pesach on Yudal Nisan, it's invalid. Mishum Shenemekad says a pasuk in Shemais, Bein Arbaim has to be slaughtered between the evenings, that is from when it starts turning towards the west, the sun, and that's when evening starts beginning. That's when the time of when the Karban Pesach can be brought. If it's brought before chatzais, then it's pasal. However, shachta kaidim l'tamid kasher, if it's slaughtered before the carbon tamid of Bein Harbaim, it's going to be kasher. Although, like a tchila, the halacha is that it should be slaughtered after the carbon tamid. If it is, it's kasher. Ubavad, however, shihei achim emaras bedame. As long as someone else goes and he mixes the blood of the carbon Pesach that was slaughtered before the carbon tamid, that it shouldn't become congealed, so that it should still be fit for throwing it as dam, and not that it should be like a solid, until that the carbon tamid is slaughtered and that blood is thrown, because again, that has to be really before the carbon Pesach. However, the Mishnah does conclude, v'im nizrak, however, if the blood of the carbon Pesach was thrown before the carbon tamid, kasher, it ultimately will still be kasher, and that is although, as we said on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that the carbon Pesach should be later than the carbon tamid, because it says two terms of evening, which is Erev and Bein Harbaim. However, that does not invalidate it, so although that the halacha, like it is that it should be like that, if one did throw that blood beforehand, it will still be a kasher carbon Pesach. Now the Gemara brings a brisa to discuss our Mishnah. Tarabana, we learn the brisa. Ketzat shalei la'ichlav, what is this case of slaughtering the carbon Pesach for those that cannot eat? And that the brisa says, l'shem chayla or l'shem zaken, if it's for people that are ill or for someone that's elderly, if they're the only people that can't eat, that's going to be invalidation. As the Gemara will quote shortly, what is the source for that? That it has to be people that could eat. Ketzat shalei la'ichlav, what's the psul of for those that were not counted among the group of this carbon? Nimnu alav chabura zu. If let's say there was a group of people that were counted to be part of this carbon, the shachtu l'shem chabura achers, and yet it was slaughtered for a totally different group, that's shalayl nuiv, that's for those that are not counted, that's going to be a psul. So minan amili, the Gemara says, from where do we know this halacha that it has to be for those that could eat or for those that are counted, and if it's not, it's a psul. The Tramban, as we learned the Brisa, there's a pasuk in Shemais, Perikud Beis, pasuk Dalad, that says, b'michsas nefashas with the counting of those people, ish lefi achle, each man according to what he could eat, techeisu alaseh, should be counted on this lamb. Now, so it says in the pasuk b'michsas, which that's a terminology of counted. Melamed, so this Brisa says that it teaches us she'ein ha-pesach ha-nishchat elam nuyam, that the carbon pesach could only be slaughtered for those that are counted. You have to be counted on it beforehand, and that is therefore we find that it's going to be a psul if you're not counted on it. Now, yachol, you would think shachter shaloy elam nuyam, that if let's say it is slaughtered for those that are not counted among it, although it says b'nichsas that you have to be counted, but if war want to violate that, it would just be like violating a mitzvah, but it would still be a kasha. In other words, you didn't do a positive commandment. But that wouldn't be a psul in the carbon itself. Tamalayma, that's why the pasuk repeats itself. Bemichsas, when it said what we just said, in the counting of the people, then the pasuk ends off, techaisu, that they should be counted on the sheep, hakasav shana lav la'akav, which is a general rule regarding kachim, that when it's repeated, that the pasuk is teaching you that actually will be a factor that will prevent it from being a carbon, even by the Yavid, and therefore that's why the pasuk repeats it twice to say that it's actually going to be a psul. And again, if you slaughtered shaloi l'shem, not for the people that are counted among it, it's going to be a psul. Rebbe adds another point, and that he says loshin sursihu, the term of the pasuk that we just mentioned of techaisu is an Aramaic term. Adam shoim lechaver, like somebody tells his friend kais, which means to slaughter, to shecht li tlezeh, shecht for me, slaughter for me this lamb, which is telling us that during the Shechita, you have to have a kavana for the people that are counted upon this. And that's why it says, b'michsas techeisu, that regarding the counting, that techeisu, that the Shechita has to be with this intent. As we said, that's the source for our Mishnah, that if it's slaughtered, shaloi lemnuyev, for those that are not counted, it's going to be invalidation. Because when you're doing the Shechita, it has to be for the michsas, for the people that are counted among this. But then the Gemara asks, ashkechan shaloi lemnuyev, so we have a source, and that it's going to be a psul if you're slaughtering it for people that are not counted among it. Shaloi lo ichleb minol. And how do we know that it's slaughtered for people that cannot eat it? That's also going to be a psul. So Amakra, that's what the pasuk says that we quoted. Ish lefi ochlei techeisu. That each man according to what he could eat, that you should slaughter it. Which that means to say that someone that's fit to eat. Iskish oichel lemnuyiv. So we're comparing those that eat to those that are counted, that it's going to be a psul. Which, as we said, that's an exclusion for someone that's sick or elderly or uncircumcised, that even if they're counted on it, but since they cannot consume from the carbon, that itself is going to be psul, and therefore that's what the Gemara says, that's the source for our Mishnah of Shaloi Lemnuyev and Shaloi La'eichlav, that we find that the Shechita, the Tchaisu, has to be, the slaughtering has to be for the Michsas, that's for those people that are counted on it. And also that when it says ish lefi achlai, that also has to be the kavana by the shechita, has to be for those that could consume it, but if it's for those that cannot consume it, it's going to be a psul in the karm pesach itself. Now the Gemara continues in Amud Beis with a following discussion that's a machlekes amira. Shachtai, let's say this karm pesach was slaughtered, that it should be given to eat, and this is where it's related to our Mishnah, but it's a unique case, lemoylan, for those people that are circumcised, that are counted among those from the group of the carbon. So far everything's good. You did the shechita that for the intention of the people that are circumcised. Al menash she yiskaper by reilim bezrika. But this is where the twist of the case is, that it was with the intention that uncircumcised people should have the kapara of the zrika, of the throwing of the blood, which is whether they're counted among the group or not. That so far the Gemara assumes now is not an important factor. So that is could generally be thought of as a psul, that when you're throwing the blood, that you're doing it with the intention that the zrika should be for the intention of those that are reila. And now we have a machlekes. Rav Chizda says, psul, that's going to be an invalid carbon, and Rabba Amar Kasha is going to be valid, as the Gemara explains. Rav Chizda says it's going to be invalid because yesh machshavas areilim bezrika, that when the zrika is done, the machshava of doing it for an oral, for someone that's uncircumcised, is a pasul of machshava. It's something that can invalidate the carbon. Rabbi Amar Kasha, he says it's kasha because e machshavas areilim bezrika, there is no machshava of it of being considered an invalid machshava of a thought process regarding areilim by the zrika. In other words, that will not help to make it pasul, as the Gemara later on will explain. So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Rabbi wants to support his opinion that a machshava, That is regarding these different halachas of machshava, machshavas of pigul, machshava of shalei lishma, and these are when you're doing a thought during the avoda, they are going to make it possible. As we had mentioned before, there's a difference, let's say, regarding shina kodesh and shina bailim. So it depends when it's done, what the machshava is, and this is what we have machloikis between Rabbi and Rav Chisda regarding if the machshava, although we said clearly that when you're doing it, the shchita for the areilus. That, as we had mentioned, that's where this machlokes of Rambam comes in from our mission. That's definitely going to be a psul because they cannot eat. That's not ish lefi achlai. And therefore, if you do techaisu for the arelim, for the people that are uncircumcised, it's going to be a psul. Now, their machlokes is, however, what would be if the zrika of the carbon pesach, if that is being done for a arel, would that be a psul or not? That's a machlokes. Now, Rabbi wants to bring a raya that it would not be a psul of machshav. The time, like we learned in the brisa, which the beginning of the brisa is discussing this pasuk of a chol arel lo yechel bay, that any person that's uncircumcised cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. So the Braisa continues and says, Yochel Yifsel, you would think that this person that's an Aral, that's uncircumcised, will make the Karban Pesach possible for B'nei Chabur HaBoy Nimai. For the rest of the people of the group that are coming with him, that is, if let's say it was counted on this Karban, people that were Mal, that were circumcised, and for this person, he was also counted among the group that was uncircumcised because his brothers had died because of the Bris Mila, therefore he cannot do circumcision because he has a chazak, he's going to die. Now the Karban Pesach was slaughtered for the intention of all these people, including this one Aral. So you would think that he would make it pasul for everybody. Now the Braisa says, V'dinhu, however, it seems that logical to say that that would not be the case. Now why is that? Because Hayel V'Aral Paiselis, since, as we had mentioned before, this being an aral, the carbon being slaughtered for an aral, is something that invalidates the carbon. The tuma paiselis, and also tuma, also is invalidation. As if it was, as we mentioned on Mishnah, if it was slaughtered for people that are tummy, that would make it invalid because you need it for, that the carbon pesach should be fit, as we said, ishlefi achlai, for people that could eat it. That's tuchay, so that's when you should slaughter it. It should have that intention for people that could eat it. Now, even according to the Kama, that as we said, that he doesn't say this Lashon Sursi after Chaisu, meaning Shchita. However, the Pasuk says over there, B'shachtu Aisa, that it will be slaughtered. And therefore, we have this equation between Arelus and Tuma, because they're both included in this, that when you're doing the Shchita, it has to be for those that could consume it, and both Tuma and Arelus cannot consume it. Now, Ma Tuma Lo Yasa Ba Mikzas Tuma, just like by Tuma, we did not make that being only some of them Tuma. Let's say, for example, it was slaughtered for Tahayrim, and for Tameim. We did not make it Kekol Tumah, as if it was slaughtered totally for people that are Tameim, which the Gemara later on will ask this question. Why is it so obvious to the Gemara that regarding Tumah, that, yeah, it's not a problem if it's only some of the people are Tameim and some are Tahar, whereas regarding Arla, we have this, we're in doubt and we're trying to learn it by comparing it to Tumah. However, this is what the Gemara assumes, right? This is what the Braisa is saying, that just like by Tumah, that we did not make, if only some of them are Tameim, to be kekultum as if all of them are tummy. So af arlus, so too regarding the invalidation of arelus, which is also possible from that same reason because it has to be fit for people that could consume it. Layasaba mixus arla kekul arla. So therefore we did not make some of them being arl to as if all of them were being arl, and hence it would seem logical to say that if, let's say, you're slaughtering the Karban Pesach for this whole group, and some of the people in the group are Arelim and some are not, that it would not be invalid because it's just like Tuma, which is also possible for the same reason because they cannot consume it. And if only some of them are Tame, it's not going to be invalid. Or the Bryce says, no, maybe it's not logical to say this, that it's if some of them are going to be Arelim, that's not going to be possible because you could take a different path. And you could say, wait, since just like Arla, that it makes it's an invalidation, as we said, Ishlafi Achlai, that when you're slaughtering the Karban Pesach, you'll be doing it for Arelis, it's a psul. Vizman Paisel, and a machshava of slaughtering a carbon to then consume it past its time when you're allowed to, which every carbon has a certain amount of time that you're allowed to, and therefore, we could compare these two psulim. Mazman Osaba Mikta Zman Kekolzman, just like the machshava of eating it beyond its designated time. We made it even part of the carbon as if the whole carbon was made invalid, which means the whole carbon becomes pigul. And that's why it's called mikta zman, that even some of it being zman, because even if you only had a machshava, I just want to eat a kezias, this animal's a huge animal, I only want to eat a kezias of it past the designated time, and then it's going to be possible, as the pasuk says, "Mi achel ya achel," that's learned in Teres Kehanim, and the Gemara Masechet Zevachim says that achila is the smallest amount that's always included in achila of consumption is a kazayis, which therefore the Gemara learns that if your machshava of eating it outside of its designated time is even on a kazayis, that would be possible. So that's even that miktsas of this man, meaning part of the animal is like the whole animal. So af arla also ba miktsas arla kakarla, and therefore maybe we say the same thing by regarding arla, that this invalidation of having machshava for slaughtering for someone that's uncircumcised, that even some of them being arl is as if all of them would be arl, just like we say by pigle, and therefore maybe it would be invalid. So therefore the Ibrahim says, nir lemi demwe, let's compare which one is arl more comparative to. Is it more comparative to tumma, and therefore it should be kosher if only some of them are arl? Or is it more comparable to zman, to pigle, where therefore it's going to be possible even if only some of them are arl? So therefore the Braisa says, Dun and Dover She'en Noig B'chalasvachim, let us compare something that does not apply to all Kabbanas, Midover She'en Noig B'chalasvachim, from something that also doesn't apply to all Kabbanas. And that is, as Rashi explains, the psul, the invalidation of being uncircumcised and of being Tumah, does not apply to all Kabbanas, it only applies to Karban Pesach. Because if someone is uncircumcised or he's tamei, he's allowed to send through other people his carbon to be brought, because it doesn't hold back the fact that the owner who is aral or tamei cannot eat it. You would still be able to bring a carbon. It's only something that applies to carbon pesach. So therefore, we should definitely compare aral to tuma, because they're unique in this sense that they're only by carbon pesach. And therefore, we shouldn't prove anything from the psul of pigle, which applies to all kabbanas. And therefore, we should say that if some of them are arelim and some of them from the group are malam, that are circumcised, it should be kosher like tuma. But then the Braisa says, no, maybe not. Maybe we should compare it to zman, because Dunan Davar Shalahut Machlola, maybe we should compare something that does not have any exception to the rule. And that is regarding the psul of, let's say, arelis, of being uncircumcised. There is no exception to the rule, because there is no carbon that can be consumed by an aral that's uncircumcised. As the Gemara learns in Masechtas Yevamos and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that an aral, someone that's uncircumcised, cannot consume from any kachim, because it's learned from a kavach emer, from our halacha of Pesach, which we say, which is more lenient than in certain respects. And still we say that an aral cannot consume it, most definitely cannot eat from all kachim. Therefore, since there's no exception to the invalidation of a reilis, we should compare it midavar shalahat machloli. We should learn that from something that also has no exception to the rule, which is the halach of pigul. We don't find any carbon that if you had a machshav when you're doing the avodah, that for the consumption of it to be after its designated time, that it's going to be kosher. And therefore, we should compare a reilis to zman and say, just like zman, even part of it is pasul totally, so to a reilis. And therefore, we cannot prove to learn the arelis from tumo, which has an exception to the general rule. And that is, as the Gemara later on explains, that regarding a pesach that comes betumo, it could be eaten in tumo, that there is an exception to the halacha of tumo, that sometimes it would be valid. And therefore, we don't have a clear direction which one should arelis be compared to. Should it be compared to the halacha of tumo, or should it be compared to halacha of arelis? So Tamalayma, therefore the Gemara says, we learn that from the Pasuk in Shemais that says Zois, which it says Zois Chukas HaPesach. This is the halacha of the Karban Pesach. And it says over there, Kol Ara Lo Yoichel Bai, that says regarding over there that the Aral shouldn't eat from it, and therefore from there is the source. Now, the Gemara asks, My Zois. In other words, how do we learn from the word Zois that, which is what the Braisa sounds like it was trying to say, that it's not going to invalidate the rest of the group that come with him? How do you see from Zeis? In other words, we're saying that says v'chalar lo yochel bo, and it says over there Zeis chukas haPesach. Oh, so that Zeis teaches us that it's only going to be a problem if it's only for arelim. But if some of them are arelim and some of them are not, then it's going to be kosher. Where do you see from the word Zeis? So on that the Gemara says, and this is where Rav is going to prove his hatzad, his opinion in this machlekes that he has with Rav Chisda. So then what Rav approves. So ilema de kula arelim psula. If you're going to say that the entire machshava of arelis, that's when it's going to be pasul, miktsasalai pasla. However, if only some of them are going to be arelim, then it's not going to be pasul, and that's what it sounds like the Bryce is trying to teach from the word zeis, that zeis is like a mute, it's excluding something. It's saying that, oh, only if they're totally machshava for only arelim, oh, that's going to be pasul. However, we're teaching you that arelis, if only some of them are arelim, Zeis is teaching that it's an exception that would be excluded in the psul. And that's what Zeis is teaching, but that's what Rab is asking. Haimi v'chal arel nafka. That is already learned that from v'chal arel, which is the term v'chol, sounds like that totally has to be done for arelis, for those that are uncircumcised. Only then it's going to be a pasul. But if some of them are arelim and some of them are not, that should be the source that it's going to be kosher. So what's the b'raisa teaching with the word zeis? Elalav, rather, what you have to say is that the b'raisa is teaching a different halacha, and this is the proof of what Rabbah wants to show regarding his opinion. That hachik, this is what the b'raisa is saying. Tam aloimer, and this is the continuation. B'chol aral, that you want to know regarding this question, if the person does the machshava of the shechita of the Korban Pesach for the group, which some of them are arelim and some of them are not, if that's going to be possible or not, because we don't know, do we compare it to tumah, which will then be kosher, or do we compare it to zman, and therefore it will be possible. That's the pasuk teaches you b'chol aral, that kula arelim psula, only if it's totally for arelim, then it's possible. Miktsasul ay possible, but only some of them are arelim, that will not be invalidation. Now, this is what the Braisa continues with what Rab is saying you have to say, because what does Zeis come in? That v'chitem, and if you're going to say hu adin lezrika, that the same psul should apply to zrika, to throwing the blood. That the kula arela miapasla, that it has the same halacha like the shechita, just like by shechita we say, that at least if all of them, if the whole intention was only for arelim, it's going to be pasul. So too regarding the zrika, if you slaughtered it for the mailim, for those that were circumcised, but with the intention to throw the blood for only arelim, which is again kulai for chol arel, for that the zrika would be totally for the those that are uncircumcised, you'd think that also would be invalidation. Tamaloi mazois. This is where Rabbah supports his idea that he's bringing a riot, that this is what the Bryce is saying, that's what the Pasuk teaches, that this, which is mashma, that only in one avoida is what the psul of arelis applies to, because it says this, b'shchituhu dekula arela miapasla. That when do we find that it's going to be at least, if it's totally b'chol arel psul, that's by one avoida that says zois, this, which is only by shchita, and that's because shchita is the first of the avoidas, and that's what's mentioned over there in the psukim regarding those that have to be counted among the group, which is the halacha benuyim, and for those that could eat it, which is the halacha of eichlim. And therefore only there do we say that the halacha of machshava of arelis is invalidation. But regarding the throwing of the blood, then even the actual halacha, which is only when it's totally arelis, even that would not apply to zrika, and therefore this is the proof that Rabbi has to his machlikis with Rav Chisda, that he says clearly that if you slaughtered it for the mailim, but then you did it with the zrika, with the intention to do the zrika for the arelim, even if totally only for arelim, it's not going to be a pasul, because we find that this psul of arelis of chol arel is only by zeis, only by this avoid of the shechita. Now, v'chitema, my kula d'zrika, and if you're going to ask me, what is the leniency of throwing the blood, that you want to say that this zeis is going only on the shechita, but that would be excluding the zrika, that there will not be invalidation? Why is zrika more lenient? I'll tell you, the leniency is the ein machshavas oichlem zrika, because we do not have the machshava of invalidation of regarding those that cannot consume it by zrika. Because we, as we had mentioned on Amen Aleph, that we did not include the machshava of that has to be ish lefi achloi, that it has to be for those that consume it. We only said that applies by shechita, not by zrika, as it says to chaisu, that regarding the shechita, only there the Torah said it, and therefore makes sense to say that when it says zois, which is saying this, which is excluding the psul for something else, of kula arelis, of tola arelis, it's only going on shechita, not on the zrika, because as we said, zois is mashma amid, it sounds like it's excluding something, and therefore it would make sense to say that it's only going on shechita, which has other halachas of psul machshava regarding karm pesach, which is regarding the la'eichlev, as we said, that ish lefi achle to chaisu is only by the shechita, and not by the zrika. And therefore that's where Rabbah has his source. However, Rav Chisda would tell you that no, there is a machshava of psul if you're doing this, if you're doing it for the zrika to be for arelim. But he would tell you, adrabba, to the contrary, this zeis is not coming to be a leniency regarding zrika. Rather, le'idach gisa, exactly to the exact opposite. This zeis is coming to be a stringency for the zrika. And this is what the Braisa was saying. Tamaloyma, you're right, you have to add on words because we're not learning out from the zeis, this halacha that miktas arelim is going to be kosher by the shechita, because that we already know from chol arel, and you have to add on, but how you're ending off with v'zayis is not the way you're saying, but exactly the opposite, which is like my opinion. Tamalayim v'chol arel, you're right, the words v'chol arel and totally for arelis, that's kula arel psula, that only if it's done, the machshava of the shechita, only for those that are uncircumcised, then it's going to be invalid. But if it's only for some of them, that will not be possible. As the Braisa wanted to say, that then it's going to be kosher. Avozrika, but regarding the throwing of the blood, afila miktsasinami pasla, then even if it's thrown only for some of them that are Reilim, even that will be invalid. And therefore, that's what I'm saying v'zois. Yes, only here do you need kula reilus. But by the zrika, not that there won't be a psul machshava by zrika. Rather, the halacha is like me, that if you're doing it, the psul, the zrika for the machshava of a reilim, that would be psul. But it's excluding zrika, that even if only some of them are reilim, even that will be invalidation. Now, v'chitema hu adin lezrika, and if you're going to say, what do you mean, the same thing should apply to zrika. The ad de'ika kula reilim le'pasla, that no, even if I'm going to say that the psul machshava of Areilus is something that applies not only to Shechita, but even to Zrika, but at least it should be the same as Shechita, that has to be B'chol Aral, Tamaloy Mezois. That's what the Pasuk is teaching you and what the Brice is quoting, that Zeis, this, Shechita hu demiktsas le'pasa, only by Shechita, by slaughtering it, do we say that only if it's only some of them Areilim, that it will not be invalid. Aval Zrika afila miktsas le'pasa. However, regarding the throwing of the blood, even if only some of them Areilim, that Machshava already will be invalidation of the carbon. Now, b'chitem, if you're going to say, my churma de zrika, what is the stringency of zrika that we're saying to be machmer on it, even more than shchita, that we're saying that it's the leniency of some of them being areilim is not going to be invalidation, it's only on shchita, but regarding zrika, even some of them are going to be pasul. So I'll tell you, the stringency that zrika has over shchita is delay mikva pigul el bezrika. You cannot fully establish a carbon as pigul only with the zrika of the blood. And that is because if someone had a machshava of pigul, which is again to have, with intention to eat at least a kezayis of the carbon outside of its designated time that's allowed to be eaten by any one of the four avodas, it's going to have the halacha of pigul, and one would be chayv karas on that. That's even if you're going to eat it in this man, as the pasuk in Vayikra in Perek Zayin says, v'hanefesh ha'echel is men, there's someone that eats from this, that you had the machshava to eat it out of a designated time. Avay netisa is going to have an avera, again, even if it's eaten within the proper time. It's already pigul. Now, however, this has a tenai, has a condition, that as long as you do all the rest of the avodas after that, not with a different invalidation. Rather, either you do it quietly, in other words, the way it's supposed to be done, or you do it with the way that, with intention to do it kosher, or you're doing it with the intention to do it following more with the same machshava of pigul. So for example, if let's say someone had a machshava to do one of the avodas with, let's say the shchit, to do it with pigul, that it should be consumed after this man. But then afterwards, let's say by the Kabbalah or the Halacha, he has in mind for a different psul. Let's say that he wants to eat it not outside of its time, but outside of where it's allowed to be taken in its geographical location, which does not have a chiyuv karas, as the Gemara Masechet Zvachim says, and the Menachos, that would not be any more a psul of pigul, because it says the term hartza, that it should be willing regarding by pigul, and it also, because it says lo yiratza by pigul, and it also says regarding a kosher carbon, it says miyoy mashmini bahalo yiratza, also used the term hartza. So therefore the Gemara says kartza is kosher, kachartza is pigul. In other words, for it to be full-fledged of hartza, of pigul when it's invalid, has to be the same as when it's to be kosher. And that is just like when you want a kosher animal to be kosher, for it to be hartzah, for that to be full-fledged. It's only if you sacrifice all the matirim, all the things that are part of the process that make the carbon permitted. Kosher, so too the hartzah of pigul has to be until you bring all its permitters, either kosher, or at least in the same soul that you did of pigul. And therefore, this is what Harashi explains, what the Gemara is saying, that we see that it's not definite pigul only with the zrika, which is the last of the avodas, because up until the zrika, it's still doubtful that maybe the person that's doing the avodah will have a different machshava of psul by a different later avodah, which will then remove the machshava of pigul. Because as we said, it has to have a completion of the process. So even if you did, although any one of the four avodas could make it pigul, however, it still requires the whole process to move along when you're doing the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika. All of them have to either be done the way it's normally done, in a kosher way, or has to at least be done in this same psul of pigul. But if a different psul would be done, that would undo the process of pigul. And therefore, that is the stringency that we find by Zrika, that only by Zrika do we have the completion of pigul, because that's the last avodah. And then that's when it actually acquires the status of definite pigul, which then there's going to be the halacha of karas, and that's why we're saying it has more stringency than the shechita, and that's why although shechita if only some of them are Elim, it's going to be kasher, as the pasuk says, b'chol arel. However, Zeis excludes Zrika, which is mochamer, to say that even if some of them are going to be for the machshava of Arelis, that itself would be invalidation, and therefore that each one interprets this b'raisa like their opinion, Rabba like his opinion, and Rav Chis like his opinion. However, now the Gemara says, maskabla Ravashi. Ravashi asks, on both Rabba and Rav Chisla, now, they're both basing their interpretation of the Brice and thereby they're amending it a little bit to say that V'chol Oral, that's the source to say this case that the Brice was discussing regarding if you have the Machshava of the Shechita for some of the Marelim or not, that they weren't sure, do you compare it to Tama, do you compare it to the Halacha of Zman, to say that even if some of them are going to be the Psul, do you say that applies to the whole thing? On that, we said that Vazais can't be teaching you that, because that we already know from B'chol Aral that it has to be that the entirety of it is Aralis. That until all the Aralim, that's what we say that it's going to be that the Psul of Aralis. On that, Rav Ashi is asking, how do you know that the word B'chol Aral sounds like that it's all of them have to be Aralim? And that's why you that both of you interpret that, oh, Zais is not going on the Shechita, because that we know from B'chol Aral. Rather, it's going on the Zrika, and now each one, according to his own opinion, one said that it's a stringency of the Zrika, which is what Rav Chisdat said, and Rabbi said that to the contrary, that it's like his opinion, that's going to be a leniency, and therefore that's what, either way, that's what Zeis is teaching, going on the Zrika, not regarding the Shechita, because that we know from B'chol Aral. And then Rav Ashi asks, Dilma, maybe it's not so. Maybe the Zeis that the Brice is teaching is going on the halacha that they were talking about without any amendments. And that it's from there we would learn that the person that's Aral, that's part of this group, would not make it possible for the rest of the group that's coming with him. Because to the contrary to what Rabbi and Rav Chisda both assumed, the word kol Aral would not be mashma that they all have to be Aralim. Rather, even if some of them are Aralim. And that is because the word kol can always mean either all or any. And therefore, maybe hai v'chol aral mashma kol duhu aral. Maybe the Bryce is assuming that the word v'chol aral means that, and if any of them are aral, then you would think that the rest of the group would already be puzzle. Because kol aral sounds like, and now if there's any arelus, then no one could eat from it anymore. Because that's an invalidating machshava that's being had by the t'chaisu, by the shechita. And that is what the Bryce says, kasa brachman nazais. That's why the Torah writes Zeis to say that no, a complete Avodah has to be with Arelis. That Zeis is this, the whole thing. That's Ad-Ad-Ad-Ad Ikkakula Arelis Pasla. That until you have the entirety of the Machshava, of the Shechita being done only for Arelis, then only then will it be Pasla. However, if you don't have that, it's not going to be puzzle. And therefore, loishna b'shchita v'loishna b'zrika. Therefore, we don't find any discrepancies between the slaughtering or the zrika, which is not like Rav Chisda, not like Rabba. Because it sounds like that it would be puzzle by zrika, not like Rabba. And we find that you would need at least the entirety. B'chol Aral would apply to both shchita and zrika, because Zeis is not coming to teach that zrika is any different. Like both Rabba and Rav Chisda said, just each one for chumra, one for kula. That's not true. Zeis is actually going on the actual shchita. And therefore we don't find any discrepancy between shchita and zrika, which that's not like Rav Chisda. He wanted to say that at least by the arelus, that you even some of it would be absol already by zrika, which is not true. No, it has to be v'chol Aral. Which v'chol aral we would think it's only some of them, but then Zeis teaches it has to be on all of them, and therefore we have no pasuk to teach you regarding the zrika. So Rav Ashi says l'chayr this brisa. Why are you both assuming that it's saying you're pshat? L'chayr the brisa is saying not like either one of you. To the contrary, it's a question on both of you because it's teaching that it has to be all of them arelis, and it would sound like the shchita is the same as zrika. So elam Rav Ashi, rather Rav Ashi interprets the machlekes of Rabbi Rav Chisda differently. And he says that Rav Chisda v'Rabba, we continue on top of Samach Bezim and Aleph, Bahai Kro Kamifugi, they're arguing an interpretation of the Pasuk in Vayikra of Venir Tzoloi L'chapar Olav, that the Pasuk says that this carbon will be willing for the person that's bringing it as an atonement on him, which the drasha of it, which everyone agrees to, is Olav Olay Chavera, that it will be an atonement only if it's brought for him, but not for his friend. Which is Rashi explains as follows. What Rav Ashi is saying, that when Rabbi and Rav Chisda were arguing on sheyiskaper by arelim, that it should the zrika should be an atonement for those that are uncircumcised, that was going regarding shinu bailim, regarding this a whole different halacha regarding when it's brought for those that were not counted on this carbon because of machshava of shinu bailim. However, when they were part of the group, which are what we had assumed was the machlekes up until now, that no one argues. And that is, if the Arul is part of the group, and it was slaughtered only for those who are circumcised, which they're also part of the group, but with the intention to throw the blood for those that were counted on the group, which they were those who were uncircumcised, only for them, which is the entire Zrika, is for the Arelim that were counted, which again we had assumed was the Machlekes till now, that's not true. There, everyone would agree that that would be possible, like Rav Ashi proved from the Braisa that Zeis is going on the Shechita, and therefore there's no difference between Shechita and Zrika, and that it has to be that the entirety is done for Arelis, and therefore, if the entirety of Zrika, which L'chayre Rav Ashi says is the same as Shechita, was for Arelis, there everybody agrees that it would be possible, and that they weren't arguing about. Rather, regarding Arelim that were not part of the group, and therefore, when you're having a machshava to do the Zrika for those Arelim, that's essentially like doing it for Shaloi L'shem Bailim, for doing it for different owners. That is where the machlekes of Rabbi and of Chizda was. And it was an interpretation of this pasuk of when you're doing it, Shaloi L'shem Bailim, which is talking about Zrika, because from here, as we learn out from all Kabbanis, that it says, L'chapar Olav, that the Kapar, which is what Zrika is, should be on this person, that the Zrika has to be for him, but not if you do the Zrika for somebody else. So on that pasuk is what we have the machlekes regarding this case, of when you're doing the Zrika for Arelim that are not part of the group. And the Machlekes is as follows. Rabbi holds that the other person, which is the invalidation of Shinu Bailim, has to be Dumya Didei, has to be the same as the person that's the rightful owner. And that is Mahu Debar Kapar, just like the owner is someone that can have an atonement from this carbon. Av Chavei Roy Debar Kapar, so to the other, when you're doing it for the wrong person, that is going to be this invalidation of a love loy chaveira of Shinu Bailim, has to be someone that also is fit at least for the same atonement. Lafuke, and therefore according to Rabbah, that excludes High Oral, the Lav Bakapar, who's not considered a Bakapar, someone that's eligible for this carbon, because an Oral is not eligible for the carbon of Pesach. And therefore, by doing it for the Oral, that will not be an invalidation of Shinu Bailim, because he's not someone that's fit for the carbon. Whereas Rav Chizda Sava, High Oral Nami, no, he holds that this Oral also will be an invalidation of Shinu Bailim, because Kivin de Bacharyuvihu, since he is obligated in the Karban Pesach, Bakaparhu, he's considered someone that is eligible for the atonement of the Karban Pesach, and that is Hail de Imisakanashi, since if he were to go ahead and fix himself, in other words, if he would do the Bris Milah, he would be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So although now he didn't, doesn't mean he's not considered a Bar Kapara, and hence doing the Machshava for the Aral would be invalidation of this Karban Pesach. So essentially what the way Rav Ashi is saying is that the way we had assumed all along on the previous Amud of this Machlekes and Rambam Chizda is not true. And that is regarding when you're doing the Shechita, let's say for the people that are Menuyim, and they are the Malim, they are circumcised, which is what we said it has to be, because as Ishlefi Achle Techaisu, you have to be people that could consume it, and Arilim cannot consume it. That is that if you did that properly, and then you did it with the Machshava to do the Zrika, for those that are Arilim, which we had assumed that was a Machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Chizda, is that going to be an invalidated Machshava or not? And that is how they wanted to interpret the Braisa of Zeus, that it's showing that only this Shechita is like this, which that has to be all Arelim, but regarding Zrika is going to be different. And that they argued, does that mean it's different, that this, even when it's Kul Arelim is not going to be a puzzle, or that it's going to be even stringent, more than Shechita, that even if only some of them are going to be Arelim, it's going to be a puzzle. That's not true. As Rav Ashi demonstrated, because why would we amend the Brice like that? It sounds like that Kul Arel is, we would think, even if some of them. Zay says, no, it has to be, all this entire thing has to be for Arelim. And that is by, and therefore there's no Zeus to tell you there's a difference between Shechita and Zrika. And therefore both Shechita and Zrika are only going to be, but at least it'll be a puzzle if you do it totally for Arelis. And therefore again, if you would do the Machshava for Arelis, everyone would agree that it would be puzzle. So what was the Machshava of Rabbi Nefchizda? It was regarding the halacha of Shinu Bailim. When you're doing the Zrika for the intention of Arelim that are not part of the group. Now therefore, essentially that's considered the psul of Shaloi L'shem Bailim. Now, that's usually a puzzle. However, that is, as we have demonstrated, is only when it's l'chapar olav, when this other person that's not olav is also eligible for kapara. And therefore, let's say if it's done for a non-Jew that's not eligible whatsoever, it wouldn't be a psul of Shinu Bailim. Their machlekes was, do we consider an oral for a Karban Pesach as a Shinu Bailim psul or not? And that is one opinion says that it is a psul of Shinu Bailim, because ultimately, if he were to do the bris milah, it would be considered that he could bring in. Therefore, he is considered lechaper olav v'loy al chaver. Whereas Rabbi had said that no, it's not going to be a psul because now he cannot bring the korban pesach. Therefore, he's not considered bar kapara, and therefore it will not be a psul of shina bailam. And that was what the machlekes of Rabbi and of Chizur was about.